Step down anecdotes, salophiles, first time on the surface. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this in English on the morning of October 6, 2025. Back in the day, during the ill-fated Project First Contact, hundreds of Tajitans managed to acquire or develop human identity documents even while on their starships, many times without even having set foot on the surface of Earth. This enabled them to go down to the surface to perform any task, mostly simple ones back then, or as tourists, wanting to set foot on Earth at least once, to be able to go back home and say they had been there. But then, Project First Contact came to an end, and thousands of those Tajitans returned home, leaving only the small crew of Starship Talika in low Earth orbit. This meant that the vast variety of human identities from nearly all over the world was reduced to only a handful of Tajitans on that ship, and one of the last remaining places of working identities was, and still is, Mexico. I know many of you ask why Mexico, of all places, was chosen to go down for food and supplies, and the answer is that it just happened to be the last remaining place where three remaining crew members had workable identities, this in all the ships of the Tajetan fleet nowadays. As a result of chance, if you like, although I don't believe in it. But then there are some advantages with Mexico for step-downs, such as some Tajitans, because it is a place where you can get just about anything in the industrialized world, but with less repression and restrictions than those found in the United States, Canada, or Europe. This is, at first, because now Mexico has become a difficult place as well, and in every sense, even more so, as much of the action is going on precisely there, as it is an important point for rescues, among other things. I say this despite knowing that Mexico has always been a difficult place. The fact is that we are stuck with depending on Mexico, simply because our experienced crew members have identity cards there. And we can no longer make or acquire new official identities as we did before, because everything along those lines has become a lot more difficult since the government started to digitalize everything, so for now we are stuck with the ones we have. Some other crew members have non-Mexican identities that may still be valid, including myself and Alanim, but those identities are not useful because none of us can go down to the surface of Earth, due to other strong reasons. So, why Mexico? The reason is that it is simply the place that remains. Having said all this, let's move on to today's anecdote, but as it happened in Mexico, I took the chance to explain why there. As Salophile is back with us after several months in Tema, I thought this would be a good time to share this with you. His first time on the surface with direct interaction with humans took place while he was accompanied by other experienced Tajitans who already knew people on the surface. Food that has already been prepared and is ready to eat has always been a problem for step-downs, especially for Tajitans, because it many times causes stomach and gastric problems of all kinds, as it happens as well when first-world people visit third-world countries. This is a constant problem because up to this day, many of us still get sick after consuming food from there, although some of us have managed to develop resistance. So, one day, Salophile went down to the surface of Earth with a group of his closest Tajetan friends. And of course, they ended up visiting some of the people they knew and with whom they had to do business. As it usually happens, they were invited to dinner and they accepted. Salophile sat at the dinner table while the people there were setting it. And then their hosts brought a big bowl of Mexican hot sauce and placed it on the table in front of Salophile, who, logically, had never before in his entire life had ever seen a bowl of hot sauce such as that one. So, he logically thought it was for him, confusing it with a bowl of soup or something like that. A few minutes later, his Tejetan step-down friends noticed that he was eating the hot sauce, suffering each spoonful of it, and completely on fire, so to speak, because of so much hot chili spice. They quickly removed the sauce from him and explained what was going on, and now Salafile was terribly sorry and ashamed for having ruined the bowl of hot sauce. Here you can see the general mentality of Tejetan step-downs. Salafile placed pleasing others, in this case, his hosts, over his own personal integrity, as he thought that if he did not eat the food that was given to him, he would be insulting and despising them. This is a common problem for Tejetan step-downs, because their people-pleasing is rampant. Mostly because they come from a society where the interests of the one are taken care of by the many. The problem is that when that mentality is taken to earth without further knowledge, awareness, and adaptation, it becomes a problem, because the step-downs often face abusive relationships and situations, or end up being doormats. Needless to say, this same situation is faced by countless star seeds on Earth, whose souls still carry the memory of having lived in softer, gentler societies that stimulate growth and well-being. The inability to adapt to a sick society, and their propensity to help others, even despite their own personal integrity, which in turn causes them to fall into highly abusive situations, is one of the clearest signs of being a star seed. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.